It would be hard to overestimate the impact Juan Antonio Samaranch had on the modern Olympics. Samaranch was a former head of the International Olympic Committee. He died today at age 89. Samaranch took the helm in 1980, just as the Olympics faced a mass boycott. The Games were on the brink of bankruptcy. When he stepped down 21 years later, the IOC boasted millions in assets, and the Games were more popular than ever. His career was not without controversy. For one, Samaranch served in the government of Spanish dictator Francisco Franco. Philip Hirsch covers the Olympics for the Chicago Tribune. He says Samaranch used a number of strategies to revive the Games.
He breathed life back into the Games largely with massive global sponsorships, huge television rights, and tremendous commercialization of the Games, all of it following the end of amateurism, which allowed for a lot of that commercialization. So there is no doubt that financially, Juan Antonio Samaranch had an enormous impact on saving the Olympic Games.
Of course, there's a lot of corruption that Mr. Samaranch presided over. In 1999, six International Olympic Committee members were expelled after they were found to have accepted cash and gifts from American officials in their bid for the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City, Utah. Here's Mr. Samaranch acknowledging what he called the Olympics' blackest day.
The first time we have proofs, we react very quickly. And in 3 months, we clean the house. No? International Olympic Committee is living in this world. He's not living in another world, in an idyllic world. What happens in our society can happen also in the IOC.
That's the late Juan Antonio Samaranch talking about corruption in the International Olympic Committee. Note there that he's not accepting any personal responsibility for the corruption that happened on his watch. Philip Hirsch, why were Samaranch's feet not held closer to the fire on this?
Mr. Samaranch, if you believe what he just said, then I've got a bridge I will sell you very, very cheaply. Mr. Samaranch knew everything that was going on in the Olympic movement. He conveniently turned a blind eye on three matters. One was doping. Because had he cracked down more on doping in the Eastern Bloc, it would have offended the East Bloc leaders whom he needed to achieve what he achieved in Seoul, which is to get the entire Olympic world back together for a Summer Games. The other was the corruption, which went on well before Salt Lake City. And the third was that he gave IOC membership to people who represented some of the most despotic regimes in the world. And not only that, but he also honored some of these despots. Erich Honecker, the president of East Germany, he just wanted to curry East Germany's favor, so he gave Erich Honecker the Golden Olympic Order at a time when East Germany was doping athletes in such a way that it affected the health of future generations. And then, of course, there's the whole issue of what he did in the Franco government. Some people have forgiven him for that. Spain clearly has forgiven him for that more than the rest of the world has.
Philip, you've covered 15 Olympics. Did you ever get a chance to meet Juan Antonio Samaranch?
I met Samaranch on many occasions. Samaranch was a masterful leader, a masterful consensus builder. On the good side, he was responsible for a growth in the number of women athletes from 18% to 45%. So, I mean, you saw that side of him, and yet there's the famous grapefruit incident. I was at that table when that happened, when he kind of imperiously motioned to an aide to help cut his grapefruit at breakfast at the 1997 World Figure Skating Championships. He was Machiavellian in both the best and worst senses of that word, I guess. In the best sense that he knew how to get things done, and in the worst sense that his ethics were definitely situational.
Philip Hirsch writes about the Olympics for the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. Greatly appreciate your speaking to us about the late Juan Antonio Samaranch.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.